This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine here on Vectis Radio, and as promised, I've got two special guests this afternoon who just happen to be rather special in another way because they are identical twins, and they are the two and only Lottie and Sarah Harris. Hello, you two.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. You're here because you've got some exciting news for us, haven't you?
Yes, we have.
Yeah. What is it? Tell us.
Well, we have just we're trying to launch ourselves as a singing group.
Yeah.
We're just trying to get ourselves known, and so that's why we're here, really.
Yeah. And what are you going to be called?
Double Take.
Oh, I can't think why. Yeah. What sort of music are you going to do?
Musicals, all sorts.
Yeah,
it's more sort of musical numbers, I think.
Yeah.
And obviously, I mean, this show we're doing on Tuesday, we're going to be doing a couple of Christmas numbers. So
okay.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you're giving me a good cue there, Sarah, because one of the reasons you're in is because tomorrow night is your debut performance as Double Take.
Yeah. Yes.
So tell us what's happening. Sarah, you go first.
Well, we're in the Dance Vibes show called The Stolen Wings.
Stolen Wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds interesting. What's that about?
Well, it's basically, I think it's about a fairy. I mean, I don't want to give too much away.
No.
Obviously. But it's about a fairy who has obviously some wings, and there's a jealous fox, and he's jealous of her beautiful wings.
But bit of a fantasy story.
Yeah, I think
so. But don't tell us anymore.
No, I won't tell you anymore.
It might spoil it, might it? But I think from what we were chatting earlier about it, and I think it's a show of two halves, isn't it? The first half is that story.
Yes. Yeah.
And then the second half is when we get to see you, isn't it?
Yes.
Lottie, do you want to tell us what's happening in the second half then?
Well, the second half is just lots of little mini dances from her, that are in Dance Vibe.
Yeah.
But then we have the pleasure of doing the finale.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and that your first appearance is to do the finale of this big show at Shanklin Theatre, which seats 600 people and more. Yeah, fantastic. So tell us a little bit more then about you. So you're identical twins, born at the same time on the same day.
Yeah.
How long ago?
Nearly 21 years ago.
Yeah, so have you noticed they're talking together now? Yeah, they did warn me. No, but that's good. And you live locally, Carisbrook?
Yes, we do.
So how long have you been into singing?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Have a guess. Oh, is it all your life?
I'd say when we were about 18, I think, when we first
did. We've always enjoyed singing, but we've really got, I think perhaps we've really gotten into it, it's perhaps in our late teens, so sort of 18.
Yeah.
Right, so not that long ago.
No.
And what made you get into it? How did it happen? Can you remember?
Well, we always knew that we can sing and hold a tune and stuff. And we basically picked up and asked for singing lessons one day, and then never looked back, and it makes such a difference just to have that bit of training.
It does.
I imagine that. I mean a lot of people think they can sing, including me, but it's a whole different ball game when you have to do that on a stage and project out.
Isn't
it?
Okay,
so how did you get to learn then? Are you with someone on the Isle of Wight who's taught you?
Yes, we are with Linda Philby Borrett, who is a absolutely brilliant singing teacher.
We've learnt
so much from her, because we've only had her for about a year.
Okay.
So we've learnt so much from her. She's got us through grades, and she's a really lovely lady.
Yeah, she's
very lovely.
So you've had to go through a whole sort of exam process.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's hard to imagine what a singing an exam would be like. Really.
It's very,
a bit stressful.
It is a little bit, because you have to do like a sight reading bit. But
Yeah. And what else is involved in learning song? Is it just as simple as how to get the sounds out, or is it a lot more complicated than that?
And you'll have to do sight reading.
You have to learn your rhythms.
Yeah,
and
you have to sort of clap a rhythm and stuff like that. And,
oh, wow.
And then she plays a piece and you have to sort of sing that back at the piano.
Oh, I see. Oh, fantastic. So are you... Do you sing classical music? If you had to, you could sing opera. You could sing just about anything.
Give it a go.
Give it a go.
Oh, you're gonna go at that. You never know. Double take singing opera. That could be the next thing, couldn't it?
Yeah.
But for now, you've made this fundamental decision to set up as double take.
Yes.
So you've gone through all the lessons, and I've got to confess, I've seen you in things on stage, so I know you can sing really well. But what was it that gave you the confidence to think that maybe you could work together as double take and hopefully make a living from it? Well, where did that come from? Were you encouraged to do that?
We were encouraged
very much by Linda.
Yeah,
she put us in contact with a lady called Anne Abbey. You know, she was very, you know, I've got these two girls, I know they can sing and stuff like that. So, I mean, it basically started from there.
And that wasn't long ago, presumably.
No.
Well, it was probably at the end of the... she suggested it at the end of the summer.
Yeah.
But we sort of got in contact with her around about October time.
Yeah. So it's all happened quite quickly.
Yeah, it has, actually. It's all sort of fallen into place.
Yeah, so in less than 2 months, you're going to be on the stage together.
Yeah.
From that initial contact.
Yeah.
Whoa, how exciting.
Yeah.
And have you got a sort of a map in your heads about where it goes from here?
I don't know. I think it's just...
It's just
seeing where it goes. Really.
And we've got a few hotel gigs coming up, haven't we?
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Because you've already got some bookings.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. We're on the island?
Yes. On the island, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Go on, tell us where. Are you going to be singing over Christmas at venues, or is it next year we're talking about now?
What is it? We've got one Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
You're singing Christmas Eve,
I'll be singing Christmas Eve.
Oh, single Sandown. Take, then.
I think it's in Sandown High Street.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
But you're already starting to get a bit of interest around the Isle of Wight. And it's just going to be, well, like everybody else starting out, you just have to be determined, don't you?
Exactly, yeah.
And is this coming in to see me is part of it, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you've had to be brave to come in to be interviewed and not done that before. So it's all part of the process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you too. Just before we have a little break, and we're going to listen to the House Martins in a minute, but I know after that you promised me faithfully that you'd give us a song. So I'm just telling the listeners, stay tuned, because we're going to have the House Martins, the Beautiful South, and then we're going to have Double Take singing Edelweiss in harmony, aren't we?
Yes.
No pressure at all, with no warning at all from me. But yeah, but the songs you sing as Double Take, so have you got... a speciality in mind? Is that when people say see Double Take, there, what are they going to get? Is it songs from the shows to start with, and then you'll see how it goes?
I think songs from the shows,
and then see how it goes. Okay. What sort of shows, what sort of stuff will you be doing on Tuesday night? Just give us an idea.
Well, we're actually doing a few Christmas numbers.
Oh, lovely.
On Tuesday night. So yeah, we're doing one that's sort of
calm and
and
then slow
the
one,
the a last soothing one.
Yeah, and then the last one will be a little bit more upbeat.
Yeah,
really get the audience going.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
you're going to tell us what they are or not? No, you're not. No. You're shaking your heads at me in unison. Okay, that's brilliant. So just give us a reminder about that show, because when we come back, we might be just talking about you and getting you to sing the song for us. So just so people know, it's called The Stolen Wings.
Stolen Wings.
It's at Shanklin Theatre tomorrow night, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And how can people book for that? Do you know?
You can get tickets from the theatre.
Yeah. Tickets on the door, probably. It's a big venue,
probably,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Their website, of course, is shanklintheatre.com, isn't it?
Yes.
So just go on there and you should be able to book. Oh, that'll be a real treat for people. Be the first to see Double Take tomorrow night. How exciting is that?
Yeah,
okay, well, we'll take a little break now. And when we come back, we'll have a little more chat and a song from Double Take live on Vectis Radio. I can't wait. Thank you both. How nice was that? The House Martins, Beautiful South. This is Kevin on Vectis Radio. This is the Monday Magazine and we're here till 4 o'clock. We've just been chatting to Lottie and Sarah Harris, who are Double Take, and they are still with me, you'll be glad to know. So say hello again.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh yeah, we can hear you, that's good. I know you're going to sing a song for us in a minute, which we can't wait for, but one thing I haven't done is just chatted to you about you. You're Ireland people.
Yeah.
So born on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And school on the Isle of Wight.
Yes.
So tell us a bit about that. Where did you go to school?
We went to Carisbrook Primary School, school.
Yeah.
And then we went to Trinity Middle.
When?
Yeah.
And Carisbrook High School.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, what are you doing now?
Well, I'm working.
What do you do, Sarah?
I am an apprentice waitress at Court Kids in Sandown.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
Oh, since about March.
Yeah?
So.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
What about you, Lottie?
I'm about to start a traineeship as a receptionist.
Yeah.
At a care home in Bembridge.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, okay. When do you start?
Oh, pretty soon. Don't know exactly when.
Yeah, I bet you can't see beyond tomorrow night, can you? How does it feel, just asking you about that tomorrow, making your debut together? But maybe it doesn't feel so nerve-wracking, because I know you sing together anyway, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, and you've been in pantos together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were in Flashback, weren't you, together?
Yes, yeah.
So do you feel quite relaxed about the whole thing tomorrow night, or what? How would you describe your feelings about it?
I'm quite excited about it,
actually. Yeah, it's quite exciting, yeah.
Do you get nervous?
Yes, yeah, I do get nervous.
What, very, very nervous?
Not very nervous. I think I just...
Because some people get terrible stage fright,
don't
they?
Yeah.
Do you?
I wouldn't say I get stage fright. No, just get extremely
just
nervous.
Just get, like, the butterfly.
Yeah.
I always get nervous. It doesn't really matter how many times.
No,
but some people say it might not be nervous. It might just be sort of adrenaline and keyed up. And wanting to do well.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people mistake it for being afraid, when it's actually you're just sort of, the adrenaline's coursing through your veins.
Yeah.
And you're excited about what you're about to do. So, and I presume you must love singing so much.
Yes,
we do. Yeah.
Otherwise, you wouldn't want to put yourself through this, would you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Well, it's lovely. And it's lovely to chat to you both. Could I ask you to do us a huge favour then? Exclusively for Vectis Radio, and give us a little extract from a song.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us what you're going to do first?
We're going to sing Edelweiss, which an arrangement of Edelweiss, which has got a two part harmony in it.
Lovely.
Obviously, it's from The Sound of Music. So
yeah. Oh, lovely. Well, ready whenever you are. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Ready. One, two.
Edelweiss, Edelweiss, every morning you greet me, small and white, clean and bright, you look happy to meet me.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. That was angelic. Oh, it's so lovely. And you made it look so easy as well. I wish I could sing like that. If I could sing like that, though, I might be in trouble. Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much. I've got to let you go now, because you have got other things to do, like getting ready for tomorrow, for one thing. But before you go, do you want to tell people how they can get in touch with you? So yes. Some people might want to book you in the future. So yeah. How do they get in touch with Double Take?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook page. Yeah. And it's two words, so it's just Double Take on yes. Facebook.
Yeah.
And we've also got an email address, which is one. It's all one word, so it's doubletake1@hotmail.com.
Okay, so yeah. doubletake1,
yeah.
all one word, lowercase, yeah. @hotmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or go to facebook.com yeah. and then search doubletake, two
yeah.
words.
Yes.
Yeah, lovely. Fantastic. Oh, thank you so much for coming in.
Okay.
It's lovely right. to That's see right. you both. And I could tell you apart, but I think it's because your hair's different. Believe, yeah. take it from me, everybody who's listening, they are absolutely identical. So when you see them on stage, you might find it a bit harder to tell them apart, I suspect. Because you're going to wear the same costumes, aren't
yes,
you?
We yes, we are.
Oh,
yes.
no, that's not fair. Okay. Well, Lottie and Sarah, thank you so much for coming
thank you.
In.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you again. And have a wonderfully successful career in music.
Thank you.
Thank you.